Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 21 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, and I am here at the Q Conference in Palm Springs, California, and with me I have Jennifer Scott, who actually I met way back in 2013 at the My Big Campus Conference. So it's been a while since we met first, and she's got something really cool going on where she and her students create something out of Google Slides that you might not expect. So do you want to tell them a little bit about that?
Absolutely. We find that yearbooks are just, they cost too much.
They do.
And our students, they don't buy them because $25 is way too much. $40? No.
Yeah.
$90?
Yeah.
Unreasonable.
Yeah.
Our students' yearbook, 100 pages, full color, $10.
What? $10. That's amazing.
We print it locally. Yeah. It's, and the students use Google Slides. They learn graphic design. They learn photography. They learn how to write captions, and they put it all together. We send it to our printer, and our students save because of it.
That's amazing. Okay, so let me wrap my brain around this a little bit. So it's Google Slides. Is it all one file?
No, I actually, because if you have 50 students working on one file, especially the yearbook, they're not, I don't want, like this picture. So what we do is students are assigned sections, and you have about 4 to 5 students per section, and they have a certain page that they're going to do. And they can see every other one's work, but they can only edit on their page.
Okay.
In the end, because of Google has that new part where you can take their document and just copy it, and it's linked to it, it's really awesome. We can have a master file in the very end.
Nice.
We upload our pictures into Google Photos. Our student editors are the only ones who have access to that. They edit them. They make them pretty. They get archive the ones that really are not the greatest photos. So now we're having the best photos.
Yeah.
And the students are the editors, and they're the ones who are in doing the whole thing.
Wow. Okay. So to kind of go back to the beginning here, Google Slides, I mean, a lot of times people think of it for slide presentations, but if you go into file page setup, you can change the dimensions of the slide and make it the size of a page. So then that way it doesn't look like a standard size slide. And so if it's that size and you start putting the design onto it, the text, the images, the, you know, shapes and lines and all of that stuff, you can basically do all of the stuff that a normal traditional yearbook would have, but you can do it on those pages. And then once they're done with those pages, how do you output them? Do you output them into a PDF or something else?
The first time we did it, we put it into a PDF, but we print them with our district office. And I just click the share button and they have it.
Nice. Wow. Okay, so my mind is like spinning about this. And so you teach them graphic design so that the pages look nice. And then once they're done, you said you have a local printer. You were able to find a local printer to do that, and they do the cover and the binding and all of that stuff, or you find a way to do that?
Exactly. And we actually have two choices. Remember we were talking about that page setup? We can do the 8.5 by 11. It does have a white margin on the outside, but if you make it slightly bigger and you send it to your printer, you can have a color bleed and it looks super nice too.
Oh wow.
And we're very fortunate that our school can do it, but there are other companies out there. My father printed his autobiography and we went through Gorham Publishing and it was reasonable. There are tons of places you can go.
And you said that you guys have a 100 page full color yearbook and it only costs the kids $10.
Exactly.
Wow. That's awesome. Okay. So if you're listening to this and your mind is spinning about this too, you've got a really good resource for people to go look at if they want to learn more about this, right?
Absolutely. You can go to slidesyearbook.com, and it takes you from the very beginning, the basics, all the way to graphic design, the publishing part, photography, and we're adding to it. Not only that, it's a bilingual website.
Oh, wow. I love that. So go to slidesyearbook.com to find out all about how you can make your school yearbook with Google Slides. Here's a quick call-in from Libby Nags, who is talking about voice typing and how she started using that. That was the topic of a recent episode of the show. So Libby, take it away.
Hi, Matt. This is Libby Nags, and I wanted to tell you that I read your blog post about voice typing, which is something I never wanted to do, but I took it to heart. I did some of your challenges that you put out, and last night I did a whole Google Doc using my phone, and today I was able to really fast put together questions in a Google form for my class to do the next class period, all with voice typing. So thanks very much for pushing me.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.